Our text for this morning is Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Last week, I was excited to see something I hadn't seen in a while. In fact, I don't think I'd seen it since December. Then, sadly, it disappeared again. Any idea what I'm talking about? It was the grass. I think we've had snow cover about since December, but with a warming last week, we got to glimpse the grass that's been lying dormant over the winter season. I'm sure when all the high school juniors saw the grass, they thought of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, which they read last semester. One might also be reminded of the Bible passage that compares human life to grass. I, however, was instead reminded of a phrase I've heard used by some young people who tell their peers that they need to touch grass. I guess it is a phrase. This slang expression, often on the internet, is telling someone to take a step away from the screen, to get back in touch with reality. For example, during a heated Twitter debate, both sides might need to be reminded to touch grass, to step back and realize that what they're arguing about so vigorously is really not all that important. And though it seems magnified on social media, when they step back into the real world, when they touch grass, they'll find that very few people are actually interested in discussing the topic they've been consumed with online. Given that we are in Lent, a season that emphasizes taking time to meditate on our Savior's suffering and death, it seems appropriate to remind ourselves to touch grass, to step away from those things that distract us from reality or inordinately magnify our problems, and instead to focus on what's truly important: Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, which saves us from our sins and grants us eternal life. Our text from this morning doesn't deal with grass, but it does use the metaphor of a healthy tree to picture a healthy Christian faith. In Jeremiah, the Lord is contrasting those who trust in humankind and their own strength with those who trust in Him. Those who trust in humankind or themselves will be like a juniper bush in the wasteland, a desolate, stunted, spiritually barren life. Those who trust in the Lord, though, have a strong root system that goes to the nearby stream. Even in times of drought, those times of difficulty, this tree will produce fruit. We can think here of those fruits of faith that flow from a Christian. Here then, the image is not just touching grass, stepping back to earth, but planting our roots down in what will truly give us nourishment. But how do we become like this healthy tree? How can we have our faith rooted in the true spiritual reality of a proper understanding of our sins and of our Savior? We can see a similar image in Psalm 1, where the blessed man is contrasted with the wicked. We read of the blessed man, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, the word of God, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. What nourishes our faith? What helps our faith thrive? It is the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So how then do we touch grass? How do we have a reality check to understand what our life is all about? We need to return again and again to that precious word of God. In that word, we find the only reality we need to know. We learn from God's law that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The consequences of our sin is death, and after death, an eternity in hell. As Professor Udy reminded us in his chapel yesterday, when we look at Christ on the cross, we should see that our own sins put him there. We also understand from the Bible that we are able to do nothing on our own to solve the problem of sin and death. It's only through the redemptive work of Christ that our sins are forgiven, and it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit that we are able to come to faith and believe this precious gospel message. We need not only to touch grass by dipping into the Bible occasionally, but we need to be rooted deeply in God's word so that our faith can be sustained and flourish. As Luther puts it in his explanation to the third commandment, we should fear and love God that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly, hear and learn it. Here at Emmanuel, we have plenty of opportunities in class, chapel, and church to hear God's word. Let's be glad to hear it and find ways to incorporate the study of God's word more into our lives. While we will all fail to gladly hear, learn, and study God's word, it is that very word itself that promises forgiveness for those sins and all our other sins. What a blessing we have that opportunity to grow in faith through God's word, that even in the worst times, those times of drought that bring pain and sadness, if we are rooted in his word, we'll continue to live and thrive in our faith. As we get warmer temperatures in the next few days, the grass will be revealed once again. Let it remind us to touch grass, to get back to the reality of life presented in God's word, and become firmly rooted in that word. As we are reminded in Isaiah, all flesh is grass, and all loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. We'll close with singing hymn 584, both verses, hymn 584.